Welcome to the Instagram stories for Wednesday, January 18th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. The biggest Instagram news of the day has to do with what is formerly known as Facebook Creator Studio, which is now being merged into the Meta Business Suite. Let's talk about these tools a little bit. If you're a person who creates content on your computer, perhaps you use Photoshop or Lightroom, or perhaps you use Adobe Premiere Pro or Adobe After Effects or Sony Vegas or some other form of desktop editing app, you want to then upload that content that you worked so hard on to Instagram. You have some options. Back in the day, we were much more limited. You had to use something like Dropbox, where you would upload the file that you worked on to Dropbox, then open the Dropbox app on your phone and download it, and then you would be able to post it to Instagram. To address this problem, Facebook rolled out two specific tools. The first was called Creator Studio, where you could upload a post to your Instagram feed, or you could upload a post to IGTV, and you could schedule that post. However, they also offered Business Suite, where you could upload Instagram feed posts and also stories, and you could schedule those to be live in the future. Now, I know you're wondering, why would one tool be for feed posts and stories and the other be for feed posts and IGTV when all of those should be inside one specific tool? Wouldn't that just make life a lot better? Well, good news, Meta has merged those all into one tool. Now, when you go to the Meta Business Suite, you see a new pop-up that says, "Welcome to Meta Business Suite. We've updated Meta Business Suite to include your tools from Creator Studio. Now you'll have the creator tools you need, along with more advanced tools to manage your professional presence and activity across Facebook and Instagram in one place. And then you have the opportunity to see what's different." When you click that button, a lovely chart appears showing what you can do now on Meta Business Suite as opposed to just the Creator Studio, which includes being able to engage with your audience through content and messaging, measuring your performance with insights and metrics. Now, this is new, creating and customizing Facebook and Instagram content together, and lastly, planning ahead with advanced scheduling features. When I first opened up this new modified tool, the first thing I did was look to see what kinds of content I could upload. In the top right corner, you have the option to create a post, create a story, create a reel, bulk upload videos, go live, and create an ad. Again, if you're creating content from your laptop or your desktop, this is absolutely the best way to upload it because number one, it doesn't cost you anything. And number two, you now have all the options available for the various kinds of content that you could create on Instagram. One feature that's new to me is the ability to go live from your laptop or desktop on Instagram using your webcam without needing any third-party programs. You might have used things like OBS in the past. That is no longer required. You can do this directly from your laptop or desktop with your webcam. You can even share your screen when you go live using your webcam from your laptop or your desktop. This is really a feature that I wish we had had during the pandemic when I was spending a lot more time going live. I'm going to link to not only how to access the Business Suite, but also the help explaining all of the features. So look for that in the show notes. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to share an Instagram tip. So stick around for that. And we're back. Let's get into a quick tip from something that I did recently and made a mistake with. If you make a video that is longer than 90 seconds, you may not realize that Reels has a maximum length of only 90 seconds. My video was about 100 seconds, so the last few seconds of the video got cut off. However, I know that I've seen longer videos on Instagram, so I was confused for a few moments about what I was missing. Then I realized that you're supposed to upload longer videos as Instagram posts, and they will automatically become Reels as soon as you do that. I know what you're wondering. Why would Instagram have a posts category that can upload videos as long as you'd like, and a Reels category that can upload videos with a maximum of 90 seconds? I have no idea. This is a very confusing part of the app. However, if you're a person who works on longer videos, or maybe you're thinking about working on longer videos, make sure you upload them as posts. Don't make the same mistake that I did. That's going to do it for today's show. Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to come back tomorrow for more Instagram news.
I'm not yet a member of the Instagram team, but my podcast covers many Instagram themes. But the name, image, logos are trademarks of Instagram and the LCC in the USA and every territory. Everything I publish independently until Zuck returns my DMs and starts to pay my salary. Not sponsored or endorsed, no lies, no fallacies. I use their logo with permission. Not malicious or callously, no trademark violation filling all criteria. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Daniel Hill Media.